Title: Parallel Saturation for Drums from Scratch for Jungle Rollers Beginner. Alright, let's build one of the fastest. My drums just got bigger. Tricks in jungle and drum and bass. Parallel saturation. The whole idea is simple. We keep your main drums clean and punchy, so the transients still smack, and we make a dirty, saturated copy on a separate channel. Then we blend that dirty copy underneath the clean one until the groove feels louder, denser, and more glued, without sounding like you slap distortion on the entire drum bus. Thick clean punch on top, dirty weight underneath. That's the Jungle Roller cheat code. Before we touch any saturation, quick context: you'll get the best results if you already have a basic roller groove playing. Any source is fine. A break loop, chopped breaks, layered kick and snare, a drum rack, whatever. At 170 to 175 BPM, a common starting point is kick on 1, snare on 2 and 4, with ghost notes and break chops filling the gaps, and hats riding to keep the forward motion. Get something looping that already feels like it wants to roll. Then we'd enhance it. Step 1. Route everything into a drum bus. In Ableton, select all your drum tracks. That might be break, kick, snare, hats, percussion. Group them with CDMD or Control plus G. Name the group drum bus. On this drum bus, the mindset is don't crush it. This is the clean path. If you want, add an EQ8 for basic cleanup. A gentle high pass around 25 to 35 Hz is a classic move, just to remove useless sub-rumble. And if the kit feels boxy, a small dip around 250 to 400 Hz can help. Keep it subtle. Optionally, add a glue compressor on the drum bus, but go light. Try attack around 10 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2 to 1, and only aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on peaks. And for now, keep soft clip-off on the main bus. We're protecting punch here. Step 2. Create the parallel saturation return. This is the beginner-friendly method. Create a return track in Ableton. Create menu, insert return track, rename it a drum sat. Set yourself up for clean gain staging. Keep the return fader at 0 dB at the start. The main control for how much dirt will be the send knob from the drum bus going to return A. So don't touch the send yet. We're going to build the chain first. Step 3. Build the parallel saturation chain using stock Ableton devices. On a drum sat, first device is a EQ8, and this is a big deal. We're going to high pass the parallel so we don't saturate deep low end and turn the mix into mush. Start with a high pass around 90 Hz, somewhere in the 70 to 120 Hz range, 12 dB per octave slope. What you're doing here is focusing the parallel on mid-range aggression, not sub-weight. If it gets cardboardish, you can dip a little around 250 to 350 Hz. And if you want a touch of sparkle, you can add a small shelf up in the 6 to 10 kHz region, but be careful. In jungle, it's very easy to turn hats into white noise. Now add saturator after the EQ8. This is the main grit. Set drive somewhere between plus 4 and plus 10 dB. Start at plus 6. Choose the curve type analog clip. Turn soft clip on. Keep color on at default for now. Then do the unsexy but crucial part: level matching. Turn the saturator output down so when you turn the return on and off, it's not just louder. Because louder always sounds better, even when it's worse. Open the extra options in saturator. Turn on DC filter. If your live version offers oversampling, turn that on too. Oversampling can reduce that harsh, spitty edge when you push drive. What you should be hearing, if you solo the return, is ugly in a good way. Snares get hair, breaks get thicker, hats get crunchy. But remember, we're not going to listen to it solo for long. This is a supporting layer. Next, add a glue compressor after saturator. This is optional, but it's extremely common for DNB parallel drums because it makes the return more flat and loud, which blends under the clean drums really well. Set attack to about 3 milliseconds, release around 0.1 seconds to start, ratio 4 to 1, aim from AB 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction on the return. Parallel can be heavy. Turn makeup off, and on the glue compressor, turn soft clip on. Soft clipping on a parallel return is one of those "why does this suddenly fit" moments. Optional extra: if you want instant bite, you can add drum bus either instead of the glue compressor or after it. Try drive around 15%, crunch around 20%. Keep boom off at first because it can mess with the low-end stability. Use damp if the top gets fizzy. Finally, put utility at the end of the return chain. This is where you control stereo and overall level. Set width around 90% to start. If your break is wide and messy, you can even try making the parallel more mono, like 0 to 50% width, because distorted stereo information can pull the center apart. Use utility gain to set the final level of the return. Again, we're avoiding the "it's better because it's louder" trap. Step 4. Blend it in. This is the money step. Go back to your drum bus and slowly raise send A. A rough starting point is somewhere around minus 18 to minus 10 dB on the send, depending on your template. But don't marry numbers. Do it by ear with a good method. First, turn the send up until you can clearly hear the distortion and density happening. Like, obvious. Then back it off until you don't really notice it as a separate layer, but the moment you mute it, you miss it. The goal is everything feels more forward and alive. Not I added a distortion track behind my drums. Here's a teacher tip that makes you level up fast. Do an A/B where the overall loudness stays roughly the same. If your drum bus gets louder when you enable the return, your brain will pick the louder one every time. Put a utility at the end of the drum bus if you want, and use it to compensate while you compare, or temporarily lower the drum bus output when the return is on. The point is, compare tone and punch, not volume. Step 5. Tighten it for roller grooves, so the parallel doesn't smear the rhythm. If your parallel is adding constant hiss or making the groove feel blurry, you've got a couple options. Option 1. Gate the parallel. Put a gate before the saturator on the return. Set the threshold so it opens mainly on the main hits, like snare and kick, and not constantly on hats. Try a release around 80 milliseconds. This makes the dirt pop on accents, which is very roller-friendly. Option 2. Sidechain compress the parallel from the snare. Add a compressor or glue on the return. Enable sidechain, and choose the snare track as the sidechain input. Use a fast attack and a medium release, and just duck a few dB. This keeps the snare transient clean in the main bus, while the tail and body get that grimy extension underneath. It's a really cracking snare, dirty body vibe. Also, watch out for a specific problem zone, papery snare. Distortion loves the 2 to 4kHz area. If your snare starts sounding like wet cardboard, notch around 2.5 to 3.5kHz on the parallel only, maybe 1 to 3 dB. It's usually enough to keep aggression but lose the paper. Another coaching note, returns versus inside the group parallel. A return is amazing when you want one shared dirt layer for the whole kit, but if your cymbals and hats are getting too crispy, consider a second parallel that only the kick and snare feed. You can do this as another return, or even as a parallel chain inside the drum group. That way the break's top end doesn't dominate what the saturation is reacting to. Step 6. Automate it across the arrangement, because static drum processing gets boring fast. Take a 32-bar loop and add movement. In the intro or breakdown, keep send low, subtle. At the drop, push it up. 2 to 5 dB worth of send increase is often plenty. In the second phrase, you can increase saturator drive slightly or open the EQ8 high pass down a touch, like from 110Hz down to 90Hz, to add a bit more weight and urgency. Here's a really effective drop impact trick. Right at the drop, automate the parallel send up for half a bar, then bring it back slightly. You get that initial slam, and then the groove breathes instead of staying pinned. And one more arrangement trick. Keep the parallel narrower during dense sections. Wider distorted drums can weaken the center. So in the main drop, you might run the return width around 80 to 90%, and in a sparse breakdown you can open it up a bit more. Common mistakes to avoid. Quick and clear. Mistake 1. Saturating the full low end on the parallel. That's how you get flabby subs and weird facey low end. High pass that return. Usually 80 to 120Hz is the zone. Mistake 2. Not level matching. If you don't level match, you're not making decisions, you're just picking louder. Mistake 3. Overcooking the highs. Hats will turn into constant hiss fast. Use EQ, dampen drum bus, or even a gentle low pass on the return if needed. For darker jungle weight, try a low pass around 10 to 14kHz on the parallel, so it's more rasp and less fizz. Mistake 4. Too much compression on the main drum bus. Keep the main path punchy. Let the parallel do the heavy lifting. Mistake 5. Return too wide. Distorted width can make the groove feel less centered. Control it with utility, and consider higher high pass on the side channel if you start doing mid-side processing later. Now, a quick mini practice run you can do in 15 to 20 minutes. Load a break, a minish or anything crunchy, set tempo around 172 BPM. Put it in your drum bus group. Create return a drum SAT. Put EQ8 first, high pass at 90Hz. Add saturator, analog clip. Drive plus 6 dB. Soft clip on. Add glue compressor. Ratio 4 to 1. Attack 3 ms. Release 0.1 seconds. Aim for 3 to 5 dB gain reduction. Add utility. Width around 90%. Now blend send until the break feels thicker, closer and more urgent, but not obviously distorted. Then automate send A. Bars 1 to 16 low, bars 17 to 32 higher. Export two versions, one with the return off, one with it on. Success is when the on version feels more together and more forward, but the kick, transient, and snare crack still read clearly, even on small speakers. Recap, so you can remember this without thinking. Parallel saturation is a distorted copy blended under clean drums. In Ableton, the easiest setup is a return track. High pass the return around 80 to 120 Hz, saturate with analog clip and soft clip. Optionally clamp it with glue compressor or add drum bus for extra bite, control width and level with utility, and blend using the send. Automate it for movement, and keep the main drum bus punchy. If you tell me whether your drum foundation is mostly a single break loop, mostly one shots, or a hybrid, I can suggest a tighter set of crossover points and a routing plan so your saturation reacts more to the snare and less to hats.